Phoneboy Speaks, episode 119. There's enough ads on the internet.
Something I've seen a number of reports on is that when you're using the internet connection, that sometimes a man in the middle will introduce extra content into your website. There will be new ads. It'll be something else. And one recent example of this was Comcast inserting a message into a web page saying, hey, you're 90% of the way to your bandwidth cap, which, you know, and when you look at it, I mean, it's literally inserting JavaScript into the page that is displaying a message that the website that you're communicating with didn't intend. And the only way that you could do that kind of injection is to be in the middle. And usually that's not done, for the best of intentions. Or, I guess it can be. But the problem with just injecting random JavaScript into a page is that it can break a lot of stuff. I mean, I used to support a product that would actually rewrite JavaScript to go through an SSL VPN proxy of sorts. And I can tell you that changing JavaScript that might already be buggy rewriting it so that it goes through the proxy was challenging enough, right? And created all kinds of potential issues in and of itself. But, you know, now having a third party just basically inject crap into your page, that's a problem. And in fact, actually, I saw a different variant of that as well when I was looking at my son's computer a while back. I noticed that a plugin got installed, and it was actually there was security software on the PC that was preventing this plugin from doing what it was supposed to do. But I would go to google.com, and the google.com homepage is pretty clean. Well, after I had disabled the security software and was in the process of changing it to something else, I noticed that there was a banner ad on the Google homepage for a porn site. And yeah, my son is not quite old enough to be doing that yet. And we usually try and keep that stuff off of the computers by accident anyway. It's easy to sort of stumble onto those things by accident if you don't know. And apparently he installed a rogue plugin in the Google Chrome store, which inserted a porn site onto google.com. So needless to say, that plugin got removed pretty quickly. But that's another example of ways that things can get injected into your page you didn't intend. And so these, I don't like the fact that ISPs are adding content to pages. That kind of goes against what they do. And in fact, I mean, in the US, that might be considered revoking your common carrier status if you can all of a sudden put in content that wasn't there before. And I mean, it's also just bad practice, right? I mean, there are other ways to accomplish the same goal without injecting JavaScript. Now, granted, doing any sort of redirect or something is probably not what they think to do, but at least that is more honest and says, hey, look, I need to hijack your page to tell you a message. And we do this on checkpoint gateways. We have this feature called User Check where we can redirect you to the gateway to collect some information from you about why you're visiting the site that may or may not be allowed by the security policy, or to inform you that this is the access policy. So, and the same thing happens when you go to like Starbucks and you try to go to yahoo.com before you've hit the Starbucks splash page where you say, I accept the terms of service and click OK. It's the same thing. It doesn't change the flow of the website at all. It doesn't insert random stuff. You can still do the same thing. You just do a redirect. It's way more honest. It accomplishes the same thing. And there's less problems. I mean, when you're injecting code, I mean, yes, you can do lots of bad things with that. And if you're in the middle, I mean, and you're a bad guy, I mean, you can do all kinds of stuff. And, and I guess they can't do it with SSL easily without being detected by average users, although in a corporate environment, that can be done without your knowledge or consent, because you'd have to spoof an SSL certificate, but most likely the spoofed CA certificate or the necessary CA certificate would be trusted by the browser on your corporate machine anyway. So even though that was going on, the only way you would know that it was happening would be if you went to a site with a you go to ebay.com and it's got the green bar, and I forget what that's called. It's a EV cert, I guess, is what it's called. And so those sites won't show up as EV certs anymore because only only specific CAs can issue those or something. I don't remember the details of it, but that is, I guess that's one way to look at it. And I guess if you also look at the CA that signed the certificate of the site you're going to, you can kind of tell, but most people don't do that. But you need to do that if you're trying to inspect content that comes out of a corporate network and you want to make sure that data doesn't get lost or they're not going to sites that they're not supposed to and stuff. And you kind of have to do that in that case. But a corporate environment is different than on a home environment where the expectation is the ISP is pretty much going to leave you alone. And this whole injecting JavaScript into a page, there's other ways to do what these ISPs are doing. I don't know why they don't do the simple method. And I guess there are people that are doing this for ads, right? And they're adding ads to pages that don't have ads or rewriting ads. And that's and when customers find out that this is going on, I mean, everybody raises high holy hell that this is going on, and it stops pretty quickly. I say there's been a few instances of this have come up again recently, and my guess is companies are going to try and do this, and again once consumers figure out what's going on, they're going to push back and say, no, don't do it. I mean, they're doing it because they want to, enhance the consumer experience or make the cost of the service less. How about you quit dicking with the internet connection and just provide a nice fast pipe. And, if you need to charge for it or charge more for it, do that. Don't put ads. Don't try and subsidize it that way. I mean, there's enough ads on the internet anyway. Let's not add more just so that you can make more money or whatever. It's just stupid stuff. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.